You can see me, can't you? Don't look away. I want you to look at me. I want you to see what you're looking at right in front of you. Open your eyes or I'll open them for you. Good, good. That wasn't difficult, was it? I knew you could see me. You had a reaction to me appearing. You heard the bell and the howl, saw the lightning crack. If you want to fool me, you'll have to keep your reactions to a minimum. And you smell scared. What a delicious scent. The scent of scared sinners makes my mouth water every time. Oh, you shouldn't be here. Do you know who I am? Do you know what I am? You'll figure it out eventually. Why spoil all the fun right away? I rarely get visits from people who aren't a part of this church. It's exciting to meet a new soul who knows nothing about anything. It's amazing. You are absolutely clueless to the amount of danger you're in. Walking onto sacred land without an invitation or respect, that's something only a very stupid or bold person would do. Which one do you fall into? Personally, I think it's both. Why else would you be standing in front of me? Glowing yellow eyes staring daggers at you as you stand frozen in place. You know you're in a little too deep, don't you? Oh, I'm going to have fun with you. I bet you were trying to bring harm to this place, to the people I protect. I wasn't buried here to do nothing. I was put here to protect the people of this congregation. I'm not just a grim who protects this parish. No, I'm the church grim, the one and only original. Oh, the people who built this place, they believe that the first soul to enter the church would protect it from the devil, from scandals, from blasphemy in general. Oh, that's why they buried me in the first place. I mean, who better to protect a church than something akin to a hellhound? Exactly. But unlike those adorable little pups, I don't have a leash or an owner. I can do what I want, whenever I want. When you see me, it strikes the same fear into the hearts of others. Strangers, they feel a chill run down their spine when they catch a glimpse of me. An ominous warning of bad things to come. Oh, it's a shame. No one appreciates what I do around here. What I've given up. Any other soul could have been given to the church to protect it. But no. I was lucky enough to get chosen. You would think the centuries I've had to get over the bitter sting of betrayal would have softened by now. But they haven't. They've only turned me bitter. I didn't sign up to be the guardian. I was volunteered by someone else. How cruel to not even be in charge of your own fates. I've been stuck up here, protecting those of this church, because what else is there for me to do? This is all I've ever known. I'm Church Grimm. This is my duty that I'm oath-bound to. Whether it was my choice or not, this is my place and this is my duty. What else lies beyond the church? I don't care about the rest of the world. The rest of the world hurt me long ago. You're sweet for trying to make an old dog happy. The kind words mean nothing when the actions were taken. There is no righting this certain wrong. There's no making it better. You can feel sorry for me, but this is my purpose. There is nothing else I can do, for I am bound to this church, to these people. While I can step foot off this ground, I can't leave town. And what would I even want to see? Someone like me would easily be spotted. Centuries of guarding this place has warped my form, turning me into this hound-human hybrid thing. Corruption flowing through the ground turned my once brown eyes into these sickly, glowing yellow, all while my limbs still got elongated. I didn't ask for any of this. I wanted to be at peace when I passed, but that option, it was taken from me. Now I get to let others know when it's their time to rest. When will it be mine? You don't understand. How could you? Has anyone ever broken your trust like that? Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. But isn't it the most awful thing to give your everything to someone, to dedicate your entire existence to them, only for them to betray you at the very end? My owner told me that we would grow old together. He promised me that he wouldn't leave me, and he did. He buried my body and left me here while he got to move on. It's not fair. I want my paradise. I deserve happiness and comfort. Instead, I'm stuck here. Whether you hear my bell and know your time is up, or you hear my footsteps behind you and know something bad is going to happen, no one's excited to meet me anymore. That's part of why I was so rude to you when I first saw you. Most people, they don't listen to me speak this long, let alone respect me. You're kinder than most souls I meet. They assume the talking dog woman doesn't have anything good to say, so might as well blame her for the bad thing that's going to happen to me. And I'm just trying to be polite. I'm just trying to warn them, you know? I wasn't expecting you to be so understanding. Letting me vent about everything when you're just trying to get back home, probably. I don't even know what you want on this land. I just started snapping at you. I'm really sorry. I should have heard you out. I feel like I'm on high alert these days. There's always something awful happening every 5 seconds at the hands of someone, and there's only so much I can warn people about. Wouldn't you like it if someone told you something bad was about to happen? I thought it was polite. It was on my criteria of things I was bound to do. Like how I'm bound to protect against the devil, against blasphemy, This is just one of those things in my description. I can't even stop if I wanted to. My feet would simply take me where I needed to go to show my shadow and flare my spooky eyes. I just want someone to see me and not be afraid for once. Someone like you. Can I do something odd to you? I wanted to know what a kiss would feel like. I've never had one before. Never had anything romantic, actually. It's hard to find someone when everyone's afraid of you. When you're associated with evil and bad things, people don't want to come around you as much. But you seem different. I'm hoping that my gut instinct about you proves right. You've done something for me that no one else ever has. You listened. You were sweet. You gave me grace. Those are things I haven't been allowed before. I would like to show you my gratitude if that would be okay. Thank you. You're not going to regret this, I promise. I want to make you feel as good as you've made me feel today. I've never felt like this before. There's butterflies in my stomach and I'm starting to get excited about something. I've never felt more alive than in this moment with you. Fuck. Oh, I didn't know that anything could feel like this. Is this what it feels like to be alive? It's been so long, I don't remember. Wait, what are you doing with that hand? You're going towards my fluffy ears. What are you doing? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That feels nice. Don't stop. Oh, that feels really good. Oh, that's the spot. Oh, is this what happiness feels like? I can't remember what it felt like to be touched in a way like this. I don't know if it has ever happened or if I've lost my memories pertaining to it. Oh, fuck, that's it. Please, keep patting my ears. Oh, it feels so good. That's right. Oh, don't stop. You're doing such a good job of making me feel good. Oh, you're making me so happy. Oh, I can't believe I've been denied this for so long. All of these joys I never got to experience because of self-sabotage. Oh, fuck, please. Please just keep going. It feels amazing. Oh, your hand feels better than anything I've experienced. Words can't describe how good it feels to have you playing with my ears like this. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, if you don't stop, I think I might just come like this. Oh, I don't know if I can last long when you're the one touching me. It's not fair if I'm the only one having all the fun. You've been so kind to me, and I want to show you just how thankful I am for you. Oh, not the other way around. Please let me make you feel good too. I want to show you that I can be sweet and soft. I want to be gentle with you. Oh, please let me prove to myself that I can be gentle. Thank you, puppets. Here, let's get rid of these clothes, yeah? Yeah. First, I'll yank these down. And then... Oh, would you look at that? Underneath your coats. I didn't expect you to be so fucking hot. Not that I meant you're ugly, it's just... You're exactly my type. Fuck. You're fucking perfect, Poppet. And you're not even trying. You're gonna drive me insane at this rate, being so nice to me while hot. Can I fuck you? Thank you. That feels nice, Saya. I wasn't expecting this, but I like it. I really like how you feel, Poppet. Oh, you feel so good against me. I wasn't expecting it to feel like this. My wet pussy moving against you, while I rock my hips. That's nice. That's really, really nice. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I want you to touch me. Pull my tail, scratch my ears, grasp my hips, grip my waist, play with my breasts. Whatever you want. As long as it's your hands on me, Poppet. I want you to feel good. I want to treat you with the same gentleness you gave me. And you're taking it very well. Letting me take control so you can sit back and relax. Oh, that's right. Let me take care of everything for you, Poppet. You don't have to worry about anything. No. Focus on how my body feels moving against you. How our body heat mingles as our limbs entwine even further. You're doing very good for me. Oh, keep it up. Letting me find the perfect rhythm for the both of us. Oh, doing so good for me. Yeah. Yeah. Let the pleasure come to you from me. Your only job is to be pretty and take what I give you, right? Oh, that's right. It feels nice to let someone else be in charge of your pleasure. Digging everything I give you so well. Letting me fuck you how I want. Enjoying the show I'm putting on for you. That's it. Our bodies moving in tandem together. Bringing each other pleasure. Oh, fuck, you feel amazing, Poppet. Don't stop. Just keep touching me. I love how you feel. I've never felt this good before. I didn't even know it was possible. Oh, you're doing such a good job for me. Know just where to touch me to make me feel good. Pulling my tail, scratching my ears, grabbing my ass. Oh, there's so many sensations, I can't focus on just one. Oh, fuck. I just know that I want more, that I need more, and I'll take whatever you give me. I'm greedy, and you don't seem to mind that I just keep taking more and more of my pleasure in your body, do you? No, I didn't think you did. Not when you're feeling like this, too. your own pleasure growing as our hips rub against each other. Thrusting and grinding. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Keep it up. Oh, making me feel so amazing. Oh, love what you're doing. Keep working me just like that. Oh, feeling so good in my own hands. Is this what having power feels like? Watching you fall apart just from my own touch? Oh, you're almost as desperate as me, puppet. Do I feel that good to you? Oh, isn't that adorable? Letting my blind enthusiasm for fucking you lead the way. Bucking my hips as you let out a hiss. That's it. I like seeing your reactions. I like knowing I'm having an effect on you. Oh, and I want to watch you come. And I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the one that makes sure you do. You're so cute already. I bet you're going to be irresistible when you're coming. I want to know. I want to get to know those noises myself and be the direct cause of them. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's it. Feels so fucking good. Keep doing that, Bobbit. Don't fucking stop. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Don't be afraid to grab me harder. It's not like I'm delicate or something. Fucking... Oh, I can't even think. Not really. There's so many sensations going on. My clit throbbing as I continue to work us both. Oh, it's just so good. I didn't even know it was possible to feel like this. I feel light and good and happy. Oh, look at what you've done. Look at what you did, Poppet. Don't you feel proud of yourself? Oh, you should. Haven't been this gentle or soft with someone in forever. It's nice to take care of someone else, to make them feel good, to have them want me. Oh, and you want me desperately, don't you? Then say it. Say you want me. Fuck. Oh, that's so hot. I love hearing how needy you are for me. Getting closer to your orgasm as I continue to fuck you. Oh, just like that, Poppet. Taking it so well for me. You're feeling good just like me, aren't you? Of course you are. Look at you. It's evident from the pleasure painted on your angelic face, Poppet. Even if you said you weren't, those noises would tell me otherwise. Oh, you're getting close just like me, right? That's right. It feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, melt into the pleasure for me. You're becoming a mess in my hands. You're so weak for me, Poppet. Your pleasure is under my control, just like you are. Oh, willing to do anything for me if it means that I'll keep making you feel like this, right? Oh, fuck. You feel so good, too. Fuck. I can't get enough of you. Don't think I ever could. The way you mold to my body makes me feel complete. Fills my stomach with butterflies and sends a shiver down my spine. I don't know. I don't know if it's from how sweet you are or from how well you're behaving for me. Oh, taking everything I give you and still wanting more. Oh, it's not ever going to be enough for you. Is puppet? Oh, fuck. Oh, you're greedy for pleasure, just like me. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, can't get enough of me, just like I can't get enough of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I didn't know people felt this good, that it was possible to feel like you were on cloud nine. Oh, fuck. It all feels so good. So many sensations. Oh, fuck. It's too much for me. It's too much and not enough at the same time. Oh, I can feel my orgasm building. Oh, yeah. Right there. That's because of you. You have to take responsibility for this, don't you? Oh, that's right. I'm going to come, and it's because you did your job perfect. So fucking good for me, Poppet. Moaning as you take it from me, giving me everything that you have in return. Oh, there's going to be nothing left of you when I get through. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Yeah. Yeah, pull my tail harder. Fuck. Oh, so good. You're doing such a good job for me, Poppet. You must be as close as I am, right? Oh, fuck, right on edge. Needing the littlest thing to send you over. Oh, fuck. So fucking good. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to fight it off much longer. I'm trying, Pop, and I am, but it feels too good. You feel too good. Oh, I can't help myself. I think I'm gonna pop it. I'm gonna.
Does it always feel like that? Well, I'll take that as a compliment then. Considering I didn't really know what I was doing, I'm quite proud of myself. But we both still had fun, right? Then, I guess you'll be the first person to ever be excited to see me from now on. Everyone else dreads whenever I'm near them, but you won't. You'll be happy if I show up unannounced, right? I promise. It won't usually mean something is bad. I can't promise always, since it is my duty to warn those when something goes wrong. But I can promise that most of the time when you see me, it will be for something like this. That is, if you would maybe want to keep seeing me. Really? You would? I'm so happy right now. I think I'm speechless. No one has ever agreed to seeing me outside my duty. You've made me the happiest woman alive. Thank you. Thank you for being so kind to me, Poppet. Something like me doesn't deserve this, but it's clear you have a big heart. I could see myself falling for someone like you. But that's neither here nor there. You should get on your way. You were headed somewhere, weren't you? I thought so. I'll stop wasting your time then and let you go. I'm sure this was enough of a distraction for one night. But, the next time you come through the churchyard, make sure to say hi to me, okay? Pinky promised me that the next time you come here, you're going to say hi to me and that you won't ignore me, okay?